You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young in association with John and Gordy Productions, Civic Media, and your Uncle Steve. Side effects may include nausea, uncontrollable laughter, and the desire to throw your radio into Lake Mendota. Now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
You. What about us?
Yeah. We apologize. Right out of the gate.
Right.
We have to apologize for ourselves.
That's it. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. This is WMDX 92.7. And it's not a bad morning out there. Nearly 40 degrees.
Right.
Fairly comfortable.
Yeah, it's nice.
We had some really, really bad weather. Just missed the Madison area.
Yeah. Pretty stormy last night. But yeah, it kind of bypassed us. Went right through.
And it was ugly. And I looked toward the east, and that was one mean-looking cloud.
You know, because I'm doing online classes at Edgewood, Edgewood sent out a warning to all of their students that there was a potential for tornadoes to show up yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was checking out my watch, you know, the official WMDX weather watch from Samsung.
Yeah.
And I had like, I think maybe 15 weather alerts. I'm regretting setting the alerts on my my phone app, because now it's telling my watch every little thing. Oh, there's a lightning storm near you. You'll be seeing that soon. You know, all of this stuff, you know, just leave me alone. You know, give me, you know, the essentials.
When the alerts go off, does it vibrate?
Yes, it vibrates.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I miss most of those vibrations anyway.
Okay.
Because I'm probably shaking myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are you going to say?
I'm just going to say, you know, thankfully the storms didn't really amount to much around here. I didn't hear about any real serious damage.
No tornadoes. I really haven't heard about those.
I think a semi went off the road.
Oh, really? That happens all the time anyway.
That's true. A little gust of wind. They flop right over.
That's right.
Yeah. Right now it's... I'm looking out the WMDX window at State Street at WMDX thermometer out there. It says 39 degrees. So what will the afternoon high be? What should we check? Should we check? What do we want to do? How about the bar dice? The bar dice?
Yeah, it's funny you brought that up.
Why?
I am desperate to get good bar dice sound in here.
We can't find a good bar dice sound effect.
I asked my sons. I know they had some games, you know, board games that they use bar dice on, right? You know, they had the cup. And you roll the dice around in it. I know they had it because we played the game. And I asked my older son, and he acted like, what are you talking about?
You're talking like Yahtzee or Farkle or something
Yahtzee.
Like that?
I think we have a Yahtzee someplace.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we have that anymore. Oh, Ann brought that up. Yahtzee.
It's a great game.
I said, well, I think we had a pirate game. Remember Pirates of the Caribbean came out?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they came out with board games, and you can play the video, and it would prompt you to shoot dice. Anyway, I knew we had something. My older son acted like I was crazy. I didn't know what I was talking about. I said, come on, you know what bar dice are, don't you? You know the cup dice, or the die, as he likes to call it.
Right.
And, you know, you slam it down on the tabletop, and I had to explain all this to him, and he still gave me that inquisitive look, like, what?
What are you talking about,
yeah,
Dad?
And then my younger son said, oh, yeah, I think we had something like that. But we can't...
You don't know where they are.
We can't figure out where we put all that stuff. You know, it's kids' stuff, so we put it in a box someplace.
Yeah, put it in storage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the feeling.
Anyway, thanks for bringing up the bar dice. Now, I'm traumatized from my discussion last night with the kids.
Well, as long as we got them, let's use them.
Yes,
let's see what the afternoon high will be. Okay. All right. Slam it down there, Sam. Well, it's 4 and a 9. We have those unusual dice that go up to 9. Thank God. 49 will be our predicted high today. Okay. They're special dice.
Yeah, they are. They're weather dice. What do you expect?
Wonder dice. Okay. Okay. Let's check out the...
Hey, you know, I'm feeling better today.
Are
I
you?
Am.
Oh,
I,
thank
I think
God.
Everybody can get that feeling from me that, you know, this is...
Feel better?
This is Liberation Day.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know, we're all feeling much more liberated from our own money.
Well, I thought yesterday was Liberation Day when the tariffs were announced. So you're saying...
No, today is the day.
Today is the day?
Today's Liberation
Day. Well, stock market's already down like 7,000 points
I
or
know.
Something.
Liberated I mean, us from our money.
It's going to be Liberation Day every day until we're fully liberated.
Yes. Fully yes. liberated of everything we've saved up.
Yep.
And Doug says, I understand Sam will be leaving your job. Could he be replaced by a modified domestic robot? I'm thinking possibly.
Let's get Rosie from the Jetsons in here.
Yeah. Rosie. Yeah.
And one more thing, you know, I parked right next to your VW Bug.
Yeah.
It's looking good out there.
It's a gorgeous car. You are so modest. You put an engine in there. You did something to it to get it running again.
Sure, yeah.
What did you do? What I mean, you know, you told us you were putting a new, oil pan on it or some kind of... What happened?
Yeah, what did you have to do to
well, there
recently?
Isn't, there, the only part on that car that I haven't been through at some point is the transmission. everything else I've had to redo at some point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what did you do this time to get
most recently?
Yeah, I mean, what was the holdup? Why did you have the engine out of the car?
Well, because I had to rebuild the engine. And there were also holes in it.
And the holes. How did you take care of
the
holes?
Yeah.
You patched the holes.
Yeah.
What did you stuff in it? Like aluminum foil?
Oh, you know, just some rags. No.
Yeah,
no.
Some rags.
Looked like you used some Bondo on the hood there. Is that new or is that, it's like, and it's a different color than I'm used to. Like
that's,
it's black Bondo.
It's not Bondo, it's roof tar.
Roof tar? Okay.
What?
And you've got a picture of the blue Meanie on the side. Is that new or is that always
no,
been
that's
there?
Been,
always
that's been there for yeah, okay. quite a while now.
Long
I painted
time.
It.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Well, I think roof tar is something that a lot of the body shops are probably keeping secret from us.
Hey, I mean, if it works to keep your house dry, why doesn't it work on a car?
Okay. Wow. Makes perfect sense to me.
Okay. Works for me.
All right. Let's
see. What year is that Volkswagen again?
It's a 74.
74, yeah. It's gorgeous.
Man, that was a good year.
It's a classic. They all look so different each and every year.
I know. You can tell them apart really.
Yes, really.
Sure. Yep. Hey, let's check the National Day Calendar. Why not? We got it right here. Okay? What day is it, John? What day is it?
It's Liberation Day.
Other than Liberation Day. Is it National Film Score Day? Is it National Burrito Day? How about National Cheesecake Day? Is it National Find a Rainbow Day? Or National Chocolate Mousse Day or National Tweed Day. Which one of those days does not belong, John Peterson?
It's not Chocolate Mousse Day today.
Well, you're wrong again. Where's the buzzer? There we go.
I know you gave it earlier, and it seemed pretty obvious, but...
Sam, do you have a guess?
I forgot what it was.
Okay, sure.
It's not Tweed Day. Why would they have a day devoted just to tweed fabric?
It is National Tweed Day, so you are also wrong.
Why would they have a Tweed Day? Damn good question, Sam.
It's not National Cheesecake Day, okay?
That's the one I threw
that
one pick.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to pick
now
that.
Now you say that.
I immediately forgot it.
Okay. So. Well, it's National Film Score Day, and this ties in with the fact that the Wisconsin Film Festival opens today, right, Sam? Isn't that correct?
Well, I think it's just a happy coincidence, but yeah, the film festival opens tonight.
Okay.
I'm excited for it.
Well, the National Film Score Day recognizes the musical masterpieces called film scores. Yeah. That's what they're called. And more specifically, the very talented composers that create them. We all like film scores. We got a good film score in mind for this.
Well, I mean, we could get Goldfinger. We could get
I've got a few.
2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yeah. I said I've got a few pulled up, but if
you've
great.
Got any
requests.
You just, I'll leave it to you,
All right. Well, we'll play one in here in a minute. It's National Burrito Day. Do you like burritos, John? You're not a fan.
I really don't care about burritos at all.
Kind of messy.
I usually put beans in burritos. Mm-hmm. I don't really care that much about refried beans.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's me.
Yeah, there's you.
You know, like, I'm not speaking for everybody else out there. I don't want to belittle anyone who likes burritos with refried beans in them. Okay.
Okay.
You know, yeah, to each your own, man.
Okay. National Find a Rainbow Day.
Yes.
Each year on April 3rd, National Find a Rainbow Day challenges us to look to the sky and find a colorful ray of hope cast across it. Yes, the stock market takes a plunge early this morning. We got the latest numbers. I don't know. It was down 700 points or something earlier.
Yep.
Or the futures. What? I don't know how that exactly works, but they've already predicted what it's going to be a horrible
day. And they're predicting the changes, too. Like, we can watch it happen in real time somehow.
Right. Mm-hmm. All the graphs are pointing down this morning. National Chocolate Mousse Day. Oh, boy. Chocolate mousse. Every day, let's see. We recognize the decadent dessert that gained popularity in France in the 1800s. Oh. Mm-hmm. What's the correct pronunciation for mousse? Could we dial up Julian?
Mousse.
It's a mousse. Mousse.
I've read on so many words before. Mousse is one of them.
Well, chocolate mousse is prepared by beating eggs or cream to a frothy, airy consistency and then folding the ingredients together to create a light, creamy delight. While mousse can be either savory or sweet, for this day, we will focus on the all-time favorite chocolate mousse.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Did we find Julian? Does he have anything to say about
probably
this?
Probably not. He didn't pick that word.
Okay.
It was too easy.
Mousse. M-O-U-S-S-E. Okay. Make some homemade mousse today.
Do you have it? No, he's got it.
Oh, you got it? Let's hear it.
Reading from French like this one.
Okay.
Mousse. Mousse from French. Mousse. Mousse. It's already said in French. In English. Mousse. Mousse. It's mousse. Easy. And now you know.
Well, thanks, Julian.
Well, I'm not even sure. Mousse. Was that mousse?
But
mousse? Mousse. Is that what he said? Like
mousse.
A Z at the end?
Mousse. Mousse.
Yeah. That's a whole new dimension. This word is now changed for me.
Okay. And it's National Tweed Day. You were doubting this, that we'd have a day just for tweed?
Yes.
But today is the day. Mm-hmm. This focuses on all things tweed. Let's see. Some people think the observance celebrates the senator-turned-crook William Boss Tweed. He was born on April 3rd, 1823. He was the wealthiest and most powerful politician of his time back in the 1820s.
Hmm.
Never heard of him. While being considered the poster boy for political corruption, Tweed is still known by many as the most notorious politicians in American history. Wow, we never even...
I never heard of him.
Died in 1878 in jail.
I didn't know that.
We will come back and take a look at the history books with Sam in a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's National Film Score Day. Playing some movie themes this morning on 92.7 WMDX. Mm-hmm. John Peterson, Gordy Young, producer Sam, flipping the buttons and switches in there. And this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Verlo Mismatch. The sale is back. It's happening right now. The biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. The same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now and save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison. Two locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com. Okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
It's a Godfather, right? Oh, yeah. You watch the Godfather. Which one did you like? Godfather 2 was really outstanding.
I saw the first one, but, you know, I'm not big on violence, so I didn't watch any of the other ones.
Not big on the mob
movies? No, I can't handle that. Look, even during the Untouchables, I had a problem with some of the violence.
The Untouchables?
Elliot Ness.
Yes. The Untouchables. Okay. And you didn't like, what's the other big one?
But, you know, I do watch...
Goodfellas? You like Goodfellas?
I saw Goodfellas.
Yeah.
It turned me off to most of these movies, yes.
Yeah, that's my favorite mob
because
movie.
that was way too intense.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Joe Pesci?
Oh yeah. Yeah, Joe Pesci.
See,
De Niro.
That freaked me out, and the tension level was way too high for me. so I saw off all mob movies at that point.
Sopranos?
I never watched it.
No kidding.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
But I will watch.
Yeah.
John Wick.
Oh yeah, that's okay.
That's a really violent movie, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, it's different.
Mm.
It's just different.
Okay.
And by the way, you know, he went after the guys that killed his dog.
That's right. Yeah. Trying to avenge his dog.
Yes, and we all love dogs.
That's true.
It's 39 degrees. Highs close to 50
you
today.
You don't really love dogs, then. You want to just you want to move on to something else?
I love dogs. I've always had dogs.
Okay, man. I don't want to go
the last
out on
couple
a limb
of years.
Here.
Yeah.
I don't want to push into that. All right, let's get to Matt.
Oh, he sent us a text
in Middleton. This is
by the way,
wonderful.
The text and phone lines are open. You can text us or call us at 608-879-8255. Matt,
National Burrito Day, is that?
Yeah, that's
do I remember
right.
that correctly? Okay. He
yeah,
said,
that's...
I once ate two Chipotle burritos in a day back when they opened.
And then
and
he
they
says...
were much larger. Do not do that. I had an out-of-body experience as I watched my body enlarge from above.
Oh, my.
That's it.
Two big burritos?
That's a great experience.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Two
yeah.
giant burritos.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were much larger at that time, apparently.
Do not do that, he put it.
Oh, here it is.
Capital letters.
Doug and St. Francis.
Oh,
I
yeah,
have found a sponsor for the John and Gordy teaser contest.
Oh, good.
So glad you have decided to go ahead with it. Did you approve that?
I don't recall approving anything.
Well, maybe
no.
Catherine thought it was a really great idea to taser us constantly.
That would be it, yeah. Yeah, we could get a couple of tasers going in here.
Wake us up in the morning.
That would be
first
fun.
Thing.
Why not? Coming up in a few minutes, we should be talking with Dr. Tim Slecker, see what the state of education is going through. Boy, oh boy.
We got a few
and
things to
could be
on.
An historic day on the stock market. You know, everybody's watching. Everybody's waiting.
Again, this is Liberation Day, being liberated from your own money.
Let's just say stocks have been going down all around the world overnight.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Oh, yes. What about the history book? Can you open up a history book there?
Yes, yeah, Sam.
Oh, boy, is it dusty.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh.
Cough, cough, cough. Cough, cough, cough. Cough.
Little roof tar on there.
Yeah, glad I got that out of my system.
Turn your head and cough. Okay. Go ahead.
We all learned about the Pony Express in school, right?
Oh, sure.
The Pony Express was launched today in 1860. You could get a letter from coast to coast in 10 days.
What a deal.
Before the Transcontinental Railroad came through. It only lasted a year and a half. It wasn't profitable at all.
Oh.
And within a year and a half, the telegraph had been laid across the country and went out of business.
Hmm. There you go.
Yeah. Today in 1948, the Marshall Plan was signed into law. Big economic package for Europe after World War II helped them rebuild everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was a big deal back then.
It sure was.
We played the Godfather theme coming in. It's Marlon Brando's birthday today. He's the guy who I haven't actually seen the movie.
Oh, yeah.
But he's the guy who played what the heck is
it? Yeah, Don Corleone.
John, you're Italian. You should be able to pronounce it, right?
Corleone.
That's how I say.
There we go.
Yeah, the genetic spark is there yet.
Here's something good.
Alec Baldwin.
A couple other birthdays. It's Alec Baldwin's birthday. It's Eddie Murphy's birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I thought was really funny, today in 1973, Martin Cooper, who was a researcher at Motorola, placed the first public cell phone call on this day in 1973. And the person that he called was the head of the research team at Bell Labs, who was also working on the cellular phone. They got it first, though. So he called he called his competitor.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, wow. Yeah.
It weighed, rub it in. Huh?
Weighed 4.4 pounds.
Yeah, it's like a literal brick phone.
Yeah, it was massive. Those phones are really funny looking. Right. I was embarrassed by the people who used it. I thought, well, gee, this is really great technology.
Did you actually see people using them?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
The service went public in 1983.
Yeah.
And, wow.
It was a big deal having them in your car.
Remember the advertising guy, Dick Zillman?
Yes.
He had one of the early ones.
Oh, he did.
He had it in his Mercedes and drive around with it.
Yeah.
Big, heavy cell phone in a bag. My God. Yeah.
I want to mention, you know, Alec Baldwin was one of the original voices narrating Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think the first narrator was Ringo Starr.
Well, he was a host. I know he was a conductor. I don't know. Did he narrate too?
Yes. Maybe. Yes.
Okay.
It was Ringo Starr, Alec Baldwin, and George Carlin.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Carlin did it.
Carlin did it. Yeah. The British are brave, man. Mm-hmm. They knew who to go to.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for sharing
that. Well, thank you. Well, you know, I sat through most of those Thomas Tank Engine episodes.
Yeah, so did I.
Actually, they were fun, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Diesel was, you know, really a nasty character, and I kind of liked him.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we will reveal the next keyword in our Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. And we'll tell you what's on the line for a prize. All right. Back with more of John and Gordy in the morning with Dr. Tim Slecker next. Star Wars.
It's morning. Time to wake up, get some coffee, and call your parole officer. It's John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Coffee prices go up yet?
They're going to go up.
That's
so
what they
tell us. All the beans you can. Doesn't matter whether they're really stale or not at this point.
6:34. It's a cool 39 degrees. Highs close to 50 this afternoon with a mix of clouds and some sunshine.
It's
much milder
today. It's National Burrito Day, right?
It is,
And Mark wondered, you know, what was that business that used to say these burritos are really big? And it was La Bamba. They said, "We hope you enjoy and eat our burritos that are bigger than your head."
Yes. Ah, yes.
There you go. That was
the days.
Bamba.
And we got a text in from Catherine, who is all in favor of our taser test. She wants to see that happen.
The taser competition that
between you and I,
Doug, has proposed.
Yeah. We'll see who can take the most tasering.
All right. It is time once again to check in with Busted Pencils, Tim Slecker. Welcome to the program, Tim. Wow, a lot of things going on. You know, it seems like every time I see a video of Linda McMahon, she is touting the wonders of her department, the Department of Ed, and how all of funding will still continue.
They're very efficient nowadays.
Oh, they're efficient. That's right.
Yes, they're efficient. You know, they're saving lots of money by firing all their employees.
Oh, man.
The people that actually, you know, make the whole thing run smoothly. Yeah.
I thought when you started that, you were going to say that you've been, you know, watching Linda McMahon, you know, being suplexed during her time as the WWF.
Yeah, I've watched those over and over again, hoping that maybe the next time I see it, she'll have been injured somehow. But that didn't happen. It didn't happen. Yeah.
It just keeps going. I don't know. And then the big burrito head, you got me saying, oh, my God. God.
I know.
What am I doing here this morning?
Well, why don't we talk about your recent guest, Randy Weingarten. She is the president of AFT, American Federation of Teachers, and she really enjoys being on your show a lot. She really lets loose.
Yes, she does, right?
Yes, she does. Just amazing. And you know, I didn't know, and she brought this up, that a lot of these college loan programs aren't available online. Is that correct?
Well, that they are now.
They are now. Okay.
They are now, but it's the reason they are, though, is because of AFT. You know, to make what happened was is so when you went to sign up for your federal student loan, and one day, all of a sudden, that link on the website was gone.
No.
You know, there's your DOGE efficiency. We don't need this link.
Yeah. That must have been a real surprise for a lot of parents out there, because it's a trauma just starting the process.
It's a trauma just starting it. And then, you know, colleges then, of course, are like, well, wait a minute. These students who are coming to our colleges, they can't get here without the student loans. But, you put Randy on and you say you just kind of tee up with one question and then you just sit back and drink your coffee.
Yeah, that's right.
Let her go. But I mean, it's because of the organization AFT and other allies that, she was really talking about, 10 different lawsuits that they filed here in the past, 2 weeks to just push back on these executive orders. And the one on the student loans, this was also, all kind of put together the plans for students and families that are put in the income driven repayment plan so that they can actually continue to make payments without losing everything else that they're like that went away. And so, that was one of the lawsuits. And luckily it was taken seriously enough that it didn't even make it into court. Mm. And all of a sudden one day, everything was back up on the website working magically.
Wow.
So, but you know what's and Randy was talking about this, she's like, my goodness, it's just, constant, but it, people who feel at this moment, like, what are we supposed to do? It's a great example of them saying, you know what, there's a lot we can do. We might not want to be taking out all these lawsuits, but you have to push back and you have to say that, these are things that when you really push hard on them, a lot of people are saying, like, wait, don't get rid of student loans. Don't defund special education. These are not popular things that when you finally push back on them in the way you get the public on your side.
Yeah.
We love having her on.
She said that she is suing to get the funding back for some colleges where the administration is holding up the funding because they want certain things to happen on campus.
Yes. Yes. They want, students walking around with American flags, out, saying the Pledge of Allegiance before class.
And not protesting. We don't want to see that.
Protest.
Yeah. Everything is great and hunky dory. Yeah. And then going after, those liberal Marxist professors that teach students that in the past, America might have participated in a thing called slavery. Maybe.
There's
the historical record isn't clear yet.
Right.
There's two sides to that, Tim. I mean,
oh, God.
Well, one of the things about that is that, maybe we're reflecting, or they want to reflect more of what it looks like on one of their college brochures, a very happy campus life of people walking around with their backpacks and their books under their arm and, the fanciful trees that you see throughout
everybody's
the campus.
Happy. Yes. Smiling. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're smiling. It's just a joy. No, and that, but so that was, we love that. Please, check it out. Any support, listen to that show because, Randy's, great. I mean, she gets to go on, MSNBC and all those things, but I think I appreciate what you said. You can tell that she really likes coming on the show because, it's not that we just let her say anything, but she knows she's in the company of people that are really, can hear the things that when she gets on MSNBC for 3 minutes, how does she say that? And she comes on Busted Pencils and can really just lay it out and put out that, saying like, this is the work though, too, that AFT is involved in. Yes. And it's an example of saying, you can't sit back during this time right now. You have to be active. This is still right now kind of a democracy, and in a kind of democracy, you still have possibly some ability to push back.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. we can say that, I think.
Kind of a democracy.
It's Liberation Day today, Tim, so we're all being liberated from our money.
It's Liberation Day, and I was just going to point out, though, that anybody, you know, if you're racing out to get your cars right now, though, please come here to Southeast Ohio, where I'm at.
Why is that?
Because, you know, we have more used cars in the front yards of people's houses around here, you know, and they're talking about parts being all expensive.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you come here, you knock on somebody's door, you know, you can get yourself a 1972 starter from a, you know, Chevy Chevette any day.
Yeah. Excellent. Good to know.
We love those used car lots that we see dotting our countryside.
Yeah. The rural highways. Yeah.
You know what, though? You said right there, Gordy, sorry.
You're fine. Go ahead.
I cut you off. No. That's fine. You know what, though? I mean, what a great day, though, Wisconsin, with the election.
What are your thoughts on that?
I know there's other things like that, but, you know, Jill Underly, I mean, she's been on Busted Pencils a few times. You know, the Supreme Court Justice Crawford. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we also want to pitch this one. You know, one of our great regular guests, Teacher Hallie from Educators Amplified, mm-hmm. ran for school board in a district that was trying to be taken over by Moms for Liberty and easily won handedly.
I did not
there.
Know that. Okay,
so,
great.
Yeah, so great day in Wisconsin, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I did not know that. That was a nail biter for us here anyway. I mean, we talked about that. Election. It was great to hear.
Okay. Talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils.
Yeah.
And Tim, one of the things you've been focused on recently is students' learning loss due to COVID. What is this?
You triggered him.
What?
You shouldn't have said
that.
Oh,
no.
This is not what he wants to hear.
Oh, no. Are you going to be okay, Tim?
I'll try.
Okay, just...
You
take
know,
a
that
deep
learning
breath.
Loss, everybody's trying to
take
get all
breath.
That back. You know?
We got to get it back. No, so it's 5 years since COVID.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we did a show, and the number one issue that continues to dominate the news cycle when it comes to 5 years since COVID in the education realm is learning loss. Those kids, I mean, their reading and math scores dropped by 2 points, and we just can't seem to get it back. And I'm now thinking about this going, you know, so maybe it's lost. instead of calling it loss, let's call it lost.
Yeah.
And move on.
Move on.
And now we can go find some new learning instead of trying to, you know, it's like, I know I had these really bad cheap sunglasses. They're just gone. It's now time to maybe get a pair of sunglasses that are worth keeping.
That's a good comparison.
Good analogy. I like that.
You're not really happy with the way schools are now, right? You want change. You want good change.
Yeah.
So if you lose the bad sunglasses, hey, okay, move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get me a pair of those Meta Ray-Bans that are, you know, reading my text for me and telling me how, you know, it is. And what we're saying is that constant reminder of learning loss is that, you know, it really is a pitch for saying we want schools to be as they always were,
right?
Which was this kind of focus on this really shallow academic reading and math scores. And again, the assessments that are used to do these, this is the other part where you try to point out to people going, these are assessments that will always show certain kids behind, certain kids meeting standards, certain kids above standards. That's the type of test they are. They will always show that there are kids behind. Mm. And so this idea that, you know, somehow you're going to fix that is that, no, you're not, because every time there's a new cut score that raises all of the kids, we then create a new test that takes and pushes kids down into the they're not meeting standards.
That's right.
And so it's a rigged game that is constant. And so we get people in there going, like, let's stop this and say, you know, first of all, the other part is 5 years after COVID, what have we learned? Mm-hmm. Not what have we lost. What have we learned? You know, we learned that that was an incredibly traumatic episode, and that families and kids and teachers, you know, in a lot of ways came together in and put, you know, the best that they could to make, you know, a worldwide global pandemic that shut down everything. Pretty amazing that we're here right now doing what we are doing. So what was learned? How do we reach students that, you know, some of my neighbors here with cars in their front yards didn't have Wi-Fi, you know,
yeah.
But we figured out how to do that.
Right.
You know, we figured out how to meet kids where they were and given those situations. We realized that the social emotional settings that kids were dealing with, I mean, parents, you know, kids lost parents. You want to talk about loss, and how did they become resilient? How did teachers step up to that moment? So if we're going to talk about COVID, what did we learn? The other thing, though, too, is to say, from an education standpoint, where are we going?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, yeah, well, and I'm more interested in where we're going.
Well, let's talk about that. After our break, we're going to take a little break here.
Mm-hmm. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us there. And we will continue with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils in just a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning.
It is 6:51, cloudy this morning, but we'll see sunshine along the way, and highs close to 50 right now, 39. Coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes, it's our Break into Spring text-wide statewide contest. We'll let you know what the next keyword is after 7 o'clock, and you'll get a chance to win either a Chula Vista getaway or Brewers Club level tickets or $100 cash. That's coming up just after 7 right here.
We're talking to Busted Pencils' Tim Slecker, and we were touching a little bit on what we lost during COVID. Oops, there goes Tim again. But actually, we found out we had a whole bunch of problems that were kicking down the road, and we weren't taking care of when we were hit by COVID. We realized that maybe if we had all these things in place, it wouldn't have been so devastating.
Right. I mean, you know, we've been saying about, you know, again, particularly rural areas have, you know, it's not a secret that, you know, broadband, cell service, internet service in these areas has been lacking forever. And yeah, sadly, it took a global pandemic to actually get people to go, oh, man, we got to do something about this. And guess what? It wasn't perfect, but for the most part, we stood and delivered an ability that kind of says, hey, I thought that this was impossible to do, and now all of a sudden we have Wi-Fi hubs and cafes and things like that, which is another thing to learn then is to say, hey, if we have a problem, if we really want to solve it, we really can.
Yeah.
You know, and so when people are like, we just can't get to that right now. No, we're choosing not to. We're choosing not to solve these problems. And hopefully we won't need a global pandemic again to, you know, keep pushing us. But and again, that's why I get triggered so much about learning loss, because really learning loss to me is code to saying we don't want to talk about the good things we should be doing. We want to keep going back to where we used to be.
And whine about it.
Yeah, and whine about it. And so I'm just, trigger. I mean, I've been working on trying to downplay the trauma and the triggers. I don't know, you know.
well, I know you almost broke down in that podcast. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
you know.
But, you know, just, No, the thing here is that it came out that they are pulling back on the fiber optic rollout throughout the country now because Elon has his Starlink satellites, and they're going to go to the Starlink satellites in the rural areas, which is much slower and gets jammed up if there are a lot of people on that Starlink satellite. It's really a horrible idea. They need fiber optic. They need gigabyte, whatever. You know, they just need faster internet connections.
Does your uncle own a fiber optics?
Well, I wish he did. I'd like to promote it. I might as well have one. Yeah.
Oh, Elon, come on. Hopefully he's. Yeah. I know this. You know, really, he's pitching again for his own business here. Hey, look, let's go. Teacher Hallie beat Moms for Liberty.
Oh, yeah. So let's get to that. Okay, this is actually a big story we haven't really covered in the state at all.
Let's talk about
it. No. I mean, Moms for Liberty were on the ballot in lots of different places, not just in Wisconsin, across the country where there were, you know, these kind of people say non-consequential elections. But they did not achieve their massive school board takeovers that they plan to, which again is pointing out for your neighbors that they're kind of a radical fringe group, that the reality is we don't want these kind of, you know, and I'm downplaying, but these crazy people taking over our public schools. And people were finally hearing that message. And, you know, said, we love Teacher Hallie from Educators Amplified, because she really, you know, she was one of those people who's a teacher. She's a resident. She's got kids in the system. And she just said, you know what? Wait a minute. I'm going to run. I have something to offer. And these the Moms for Liberty candidates that were trying to take over their school board, you know, she was like, I'm just going to get up and tell the truth about what's happening, about what it's like to be a teacher, about the things that they're trying. And she won handedly. So this goes back and, you know, yeah, I would love to see a story where somebody kind of dug in and broke down the data of saying, you know, how badly Moms for Liberty fared in these school board races, because it could be another one of those stories that allows people to say there is hope. There is something to pushing back. There is something to democracy and the fact that it does work, particularly when you take it down to where it really does matter at the local level.
Yeah. Boy, well put. It was a scary thing to watch all of that happen and roll out across the country and people taking them seriously and banning the books that they did, the subject matter in the schools. I mean, it just seemed like an effort that seemed to be succeeding, and I'm so glad to see that people are finally kind of waking up to the idea that it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Now we just, you know, pick Pete Hegseth, though,
doing away.
The autobiography of Jackie Robinson. We can't have sailors reading about that.
Oh, no. That would be horrible.
Well, you know, using AI to find everything that says gay in it or trans in it, you know, like transmissions. Everything is banned now.
Seems like it. That's going to do it for this time around. Dr. Tim Slecker. Tim, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
And you can catch their podcast with Busted Pencils Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday. What do you got coming up Saturday?
Yeah.
Hey, we got Saturday. It's a special episode. Our associate producer, I promoted her on the battlefield to executive producer. It's her last show with us. And so really did a great interview with
her.
She's going on to medical school.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Tim. We will be back and lots of stuff coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, including our text to win contest. Stay with us.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.